mentioned yesterday how when I was younger, I used to run for an athletics club in my hometown up in Maryport, and I loved it. I think I started when I was about 10 years old, something like that, and I went along for the first time. And the guy who was the main coach at the athletics club was called Frank. Frank was brilliant, a lovely guy, really warm, really encouraging, and he really knew what he was talking about as well. I remember when I first ran in front of him, a sprint, I was a sprinter, he, as soon as I finished, said, "Oh, you are fast, you're great at this, you've got a brilliant start, you're going to do so well at this." And then he didn't say much else really. But in time, he began to say, "That start is getting better and better. What you need to do now is don't come up quite so quickly from the starting blocks. For the first 20 yards, you want to keep your head low and then begin to come up right after that." Okay, I don't see what difference that'll make, I thought, but okay, I'll do it. Sure enough, I ran faster. Over time, he taught me to lift my knees up so that I went faster, to use my arms so that I went faster, but he was always encouraging. He never had a go at me for not doing it straight away. He just said, "You're good at this. Here's what you need to do to get better at it." And he introduced it bit by bit. I never became a world beater, but I did get faster. Let me read to you today's verses from Philippians. They're chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. "Therefore, let all of us who are mature think this way. And if you think differently about anything, God will reveal this also to you. In any case, we should live up to whatever truth we have attained." So, Paul is saying that to be a mature Christian means that you should think as Paul thought. You should think in such a way as to make your goal in life knowing Christ, being like him. That's the mature Christian mindset, knowing Jesus, being like Jesus. So that's the way he wants every Christian to think. He says, "And if you think differently about anything, God will reveal this also to you." I love that. That's a very patient way of speaking. He said, "I know that, you know, there'll be some of you who won't agree yet with everything I'm saying, but as you grow as a Christian, you'll come to see that this is true." He's not being particularly harsh about it. He's just saying it'll come. And then he says, "In any case, we should live up to whatever truth we have attained." Now, there's a recognition there, isn't there, that not every Christian knows about the Christian life in the way that those who've been Christians for longer do. Knowledge in Christian things grows over time. And Paul is saying, basically, look, let's not be critical of those who haven't learned as much about what it means to think and live as a Christian yet as perhaps you have. Give them time. That's exactly what my athletics coach did. There were so many things he could have told me after that first time I tried to sprint in front of him. He could have given me a whole list of things that I was doing wrong and that I should have been doing differently in order to run faster. But he didn't. He took his time. He encouraged the good he saw, and over time he pointed out what could be done better. Now that's encouraging for those of us who are at the start of the Christian life. You're not expected to know it all straight away. You're really not. You know enough to be saved. Now, seek to push on to know more. And over time, God will reveal it to you. He'll reveal it to you as you read his word, as you listen to people teach his word, as you see other Christians live out their lives. You'll grow. Just make it your goal to know more and more of Christ each day. Live up to what you know now. And if you're an older Christian, or you consider yourself a mature Christian, don't look down on those who seem to have a long way to go. Be patient with them. There's a reason that new Christians still get lots of things wrong, often. They don't have the knowledge yet. They're still baby Christians. Encourage the good, gently pointing the direction of being like Jesus and knowing him. Be like Paul, the maturest Christian any of us would ever meet if we met him. And yet he's patient. And says, "It'll come. Live up to what you know already, you'll grow more over time.